Good morning. Welcome, and I encourage you to grab your Bible, whether it's in digital form or printed form, and open to 1 John chapter 3. We're going to look at several verses there. In this message, in this series, The New Life, which I've called Where People Are Made Whole. What should Jesus Christ's church be? It should be a place where people are made whole. Salvation, in its broadest sense, means to bring wholeness. James chapter 5 and verse 15 reads, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." The word translated save here is in other place translated heal. The church must practice grace, forgiveness, no matter how miserably people have sinned. If you're there with me in 1 John chapter 3, if you go down to verse 10, we're going to read a few verses there. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. "In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We love the brethren," it says. Focus in on verse 14 and consider this issue of loving the brethren, being an active part of the corporate local church ministry is a vital aspect of the new life in Christ. There are three guarantees which must be established for the church to be the ministry of Jesus Christ. First, the guarantee that all will be loved, no exceptions. Second, the guarantee that all people will be accepted, no reservation. And third, the guarantee that all people will be forgiven, no bitterness. If these guarantees are not evident, people will not trust us with their lives. Each of these ministry guarantees, let's take a look at them. Let's consider each one of these ministry guarantees. First, the guarantee that people will be loved. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Agape, or selfless love, is commitment, and it operates independently of how we feel or do not feel. This verse does not say, "For God so loved the world, he sat in heaven and did nothing." Jesus dealt with Nicodemus by meeting him where he was and brought him to an understanding and helped him see God's love. If you turn there with me to John chapter 3, let's take a look at that encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive it. A witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then verse 16, which we know so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, a church that learns how to love becomes a ministry force for God. So, there needs to first be the guarantee that people will be loved if we want people to come and be ministered to and trust us with their lives. Second, there's the guarantee that people will be accepted. Luke chapter 5, verse 27, down to verse 32. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, Follow me. And so he left all, rose up, and followed him. And then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. And there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. And their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered and said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Acceptance is love in action. Reaching out to and ministering to all those Jesus died to save from sin. What kind of people are accepted in our church? The church should declare, we are going to love and accept people. And if you don't want to love people, you're in the wrong place. Because this church is going to love people for Christ's kingdom. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For He who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Acceptance is not license. We don't condone sin at all. Like Jesus, we simply love people where they are and lead them to where they need to be in Christ. If they cannot come here, where can they go? Jesus accepts us, though we have much in our lives that offends his holiness. If we're accepted by him, who are we to reject others? And then third, the guarantee that people will be forgiven. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Someone wrote, forgiveness is to stop playing God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, we're told, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. God is the one who repays. So I don't have to. I'm free to love and accept. Luke chapter 6 and verse 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. We need to release people from our personal prison system of bitterness. Look at Jesus loving the woman who was caught in adultery. John chapter 8 and verse 3. The scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in his midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? And she said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. When love, acceptance, and forgiveness prevail, the Church of Jesus Christ becomes a mission force for God. And every church has the choice of being either a mission force or a mission field. There are no other options. What will our church be? Will we be a mission force for Jesus Christ in our community, in our neighborhood, and beyond? Or will we become a mission field needing others to minister among us? Our attitude toward outsiders, visitors, new members, will determine what kind of church we'll be, mission force or mission field. If we are not open for God's kingdom business, someone else will be. If we surrender ourselves to an attitude of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, God will send the world to our door. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you do call us to love as you love. To love with agape love, selfless love, love motivated and empowered by the Spirit, by grace. That we're called to accept, to not be discriminatory in who we accept, but to accept without reservation. And you call us to forgive as you've forgiven us. And to not harbor bitterness. Lord, to love, accept, and forgive. Father, as we commit to be that kind of mission force for your kingdom, Lord, that you would bring the world to our door, beginning with this community where you have us. Father, I just pray that each one who is watching or listening to this message would make that commitment. Make a commitment to love selflessly, unconditionally, by your power. To be willing to accept whoever that you call us to minister to or who you bring to our midst. And to forgive. Be ready to forgive and make relationships right. And not harbor bitterness and keep people in the prison system of our bitterness. Father, I pray that you would convict each one of us to make this commitment of love, acceptance, and forgiveness. And Father, may it be all for your glory. And it's in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a great day.